Blog Talk Radio.
You know.
Got nervous, but the father couldn't swim. if I want to do something for a child, you a helpless. So Father reached around and that's what happened. There was a rope there. And he took that rope and threw it. Hallelujah. And said, why catch hold to the rope? The young man caught the rope. The father about to pull it in his ear. But he looked up and saw that the rope was breaking. Can I get a little in? And he tried to install a father. Father, my rope is breaking. The father replied to the son, reach beyond the break.
Hold on. a living testimony.
I'm a living testimony. The book God has called me to do is bridge gaps, not only between cultures and nations and denominations and people, but generations. If you notice, we try to keep the older saints around. Dad Vaughn, who's 70, how old is Dad Vaughn? 70. He's about 76 or 77. Godmother, my godmother turned 70 this year. They've been in here praying every morning, leading prayer and laying hands on folks. The old-fashioned way that I was raised with. Bishop Quanda Wilson spoke on Tuesday night, 77 years old. Now, when we young fellows coming along, we're fascinated by the things we're learning from them. I thank God, even though I'm a university-trained, college-educated man, I haven't forgotten my roots in holiness and the classical Pentecostal upbringing, for which I do not apologize. I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying that's the way God raised me up. So I like them old songs. I like them old rocking saints. Makes me think of them saints with little hats on, sometimes they had little nets. I guess to keep the hair together. The woman wore them stockings you couldn't see through, you know, white. You know what I know about them. They was always, and see, we were an oppressed people, pressed on the job, oppressed in the home, not much money, whatever, or any education, and locally. God has brought us from a long way. Some of y'all know. Especially when it comes to people, you know. We, you know, God had to go among those who were not too proud to say, Rosa Hamdomova, you get it, idiot. And didn't know what they was talking about. And rolling in the dust and doing some of those things they did. I remember they used to kind of fall at the mountain. They'd bring toilet paper in there when they were telling us they were getting purged. And I was saying, Lord, don't purge me, but you know. And we were laughing and praying, and none of us had very much money, and we didn't have anything in the promise of our future but Jesus. And so the little saint, she said, stand up in testimony service. Look like the Lord would just give them songs just hot off the wire. Maybe out of their prayer life. You know what we're praying, but what was happening? Something way down on the inside, one on one, would get up and sing a song, and they'd look right at you and say, oh, to his hand.
was on the way, and I'm holding on.
I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier.
I'm a soldier.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to rock you from an old song. I'm looking at you. God, I'm looking at you. I'm going to have to call you to help me a little bit. Some of them old holiness songs. My grandmother used to get up every Sunday night and sing some of these songs. And before you know it, you know, we couldn't sing them all without her. We couldn't go to the party. It only takes me to dance. But then it's all for the Lord.
Come on.
Friends and neighbors in Radio Land, we are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know, and we want you to know, that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged or the cover of certain conditions, then there are multitudes of people that vary up decisions. We have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me. And I hope and I trust that he is moving in you. The song writer wrote, "I'm looking for a miracle." And another one turned around and wrote and said, "Jesus is a miracle man." And a lot of times we often pray and hope and expect a miracle. Well, there's nothing wrong with expecting a miracle, because the attitude of expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. And since Jesus is a miracle man, then you and I should expect a miracle today. I wished I had just a little bit more time to tell you. Jesus is a miracle man, because he turned water into wine. Not only that, but a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. But all at the same time, while Jesus was healing the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, there was another man whose daughter at the age of 12 was dying. And Jesus stopped by there and raised her up. Jesus is a miracle man because he's yet being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's yet being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And Jesus is a miracle man because a woman bent over for 18 years. And she brought with her an alabaster box. And she said, you don't know the price of my oil. I wonder if anyone would look to Jesus, because Jesus is a miracle man. I hope you have enjoyed just a few moments of I'm looking for a miracle. And now we say unto you, be blessed.
We are about to speak blessings into your life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
The Lord said, these words are your gift to us.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed, remember. This life be true. Let me encourage you. Let me speak a lie.
You might be hurting.
I pray for you. You pray me tonight. I said, how many know you are the light? Lift your hand and think about how good it's been. Worthy is she, help me sing.
Sometimes out of all the good I try to do,
know the devil is busy. All of my life. Let me tell you this and I'm out of here. All of my life. All I ever wanted. To love me for me. All I ever wanted was somebody to tell me it's gonna be alright. You know, I got tired of hearing folks say they love me. But I know it's coming from their lips, but it didn't come from their heart. But I can tell y'all tonight. I found me a love, found me a love. Can I tell you? Late at night, this love will hold me. When I cry, this love wipes tears from my eyes. And I'm not ashamed to tell y'all in Montgomery, I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love with a man. Oh, love. And you know, I tell them away I go, mother. You got folk coming out the closet. You got men loving men. Women loving women. So I might as well come out the closet tonight. I'm in love with a man. I'm in love with a man. Every night, my wife sleeps between two men. And can I tell y'all, if I had to kick somebody out of my bed, she wouldn't be my man. You see y'all looking at me funny tonight. Cause the clothes you got on, my man bought them. The car you drove tonight, my man paid for it. Ain't nobody but you. Ain't nobody but you. Finish. I want y'all do me one favor. I want y'all do me one favor. Somebody came looking for a miracle tonight. Somebody came looking for a miracle tonight. Y'all do me one favor. Shake somebody's hand. Come on, shake their hand. Come on, shake their hand. Let that woman shout. And say, neighbor, if you want to see a miracle, take a look at me. I am. Montgomery surrounded, we've been short. But I wish I had just a few more folks who in here who don't mind saying the Lord is worthy. I dare you to throw your arm around somebody, the neighbor. I don't know what he done for you, but God been good. God been good. God been good. Ain't God good? Let that woman shout. Let me tell you, so why he was. Because he woke you up early this morning. Didn't he lay you down last night? He watched over you all day long. The enemy thought he had you. He tried to keep some of y'all from coming tonight. But how many don't you feel anyhow? And you're going to praise him. You're going to wave. Wave your.
That's it.